Cowboys.com.
Talking about the fact that we are broadcasting live from Tampa and so much of the concern over Isaac and what was going to happen, and then it really became a very tepid tropical storm, if we want to call it that. I was mentioning that we got pounded with rain on Davis Island where I was broadcasting from, but still it was absolutely nothing. Not so for the people in the Gulf, and now it's all about watching and seeing things that are washing ashore. Already gasoline has gone up 30 cents a gallon. Kathleen Koch joins us now. She grew up in Mississippi. We talked with Kathleen before about how Mississippi was kind of like the lost child in this whole thing with Katrina 7 years ago, and we didn't understand that, obviously realizing the focus on New Orleans and what was happening there. So Kathleen's written a book called Rising from Katrina, How My Mississippi Hometown Lost It All and Found What Mattered. Kathleen, thanks for coming on the show with us. Always great to chat with you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. I'd be doing better if a hurricane weren't bearing down on my hometown and my family and friends, but otherwise life is good.
Yeah. And what has your family told you? What are they, I mean, obviously you've been in constant contact with them. What are they telling you?
Well, my brother and his wife and four kids are going to hunker down and just ride this one out. They rode out Katrina, and they're determined to do it again. Now, obviously this is just a Category 1, but let me tell you, Kate, people in my hometown of Bay St. Louis are evacuating like I've never seen them evacuate before. They are taking this seriously. I think the mindset's changed since Katrina. People lost so much. You know, Mississippi caught the brunt of the hurricane. We have no levees. We got a 30-plus foot storm surge, sustained 125-mile-an-hour winds, hopscotching tornadoes. And, you know, 95% of Bay St. Louis was underwater. 75% of the homes heavily damaged or destroyed. And folks have lost so much, and they've come so far. And so this is just really, really, causing a lot of anxiety on this anniversary.
Yeah, no kidding. We had a psychologist on talking about how it's how a lot of people sought treatment afterwards, and then every time hurricanes come up, especially when you know it has the possibility of being big, a lot of people revert back to what happened during Katrina. And you saw the damage. You certainly know what happened afterwards. I've had people ask me about the rebuilding. I've been to Mississippi a couple of times, and you can still see the marks of Katrina, can't you?
You can, and I'm sure you will be seeing them. I always said it would take 10 years. The recovery would take 10 years, and I think I'm on target with that. But you know what you're describing? It takes maybe just a severe thunderstorm to send some young people, in particular kids, who rode out the storm, rode out Katrina, just to send them into tears, you know, into states of just complete physical and mental breakdown. So this is going to be tough, but I think that is, again, why a lot of people are leaving. They don't want those old memories to come bubbling back up, and then they don't want to deal with the power outages, just those practical sorts of things that generally occur after a hurricane, and then the surge. You know, a 12-foot storm surge, that will cut off a lot of my town from being able to evacuate. So better to get out when you can and when it's still safe.
Yeah, and you know, I've had people send me notes about this. I went through a hurricane a long time ago when I was a little girl in the Jersey Shore and talked about just seeing people in canoes and what happened afterwards and docks washed away and all that sort of stuff. But you can only prepare so much, don't you think, Kathleen, knowing that how you grew up. There's only so much you can do. A hurricane's a hurricane. Mother Nature's Mother Nature.
Precisely. Well, that's why, again, I think if anyone learned a lesson from Hurricane Katrina, it was fortify your possessions, your property as best you can, protect what you can, and then just get out of the way. Because let me tell you, the people who this event is hardest on right now are those who did lose loved ones, like a friend of mine, Marie, and she told me, she said, you know, everybody, people in Bay St. Louis, she lives in Louisiana now, she said, people in Bay St. Louis where her dad died, she said, they're saying, I'm going to be fine. It's just a Category 1. I'm going to be fine. She said, well, you know, those words, those don't ring true to me anymore. That's not reassuring or believable, because that's what my dad said 7 years ago.
Wow.
You know, so you don't want your loved one to be in that kind of position, you know?
No, absolutely you don't. You know, in your book, in the title of your book, you talk about how your hometown lost it all but found what mattered. What did they find that mattered?
You know, Kate, it's what's left when all the stuff is gone, when you're stripped down to the bare essentials. And that's what sustains you. It's family. It's friends. It's faith. And it's the sense of community. I mean, we learned that what made Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, you know, a little town of 8,200 when the hurricane hit, what made it special wasn't the buildings. You know, when they were gone, we realized it was us. It was the people. It was the character, the resilience, the fortitude, and the determination of the people who live there. And they're coming back. And that's why, you know, they may evacuate for the storm, but they're going to stay there. They've rebuilt higher, stronger, smarter, back further from the water. They don't want to take any chances. They're not being stupid. But this is a place that gets, you know, it becomes a part of you. It gets under your skin. And it becomes home. It's hard to leave.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's hard to leave. I agree with you there. When it's what you know, it's very hard to leave, no matter what people tell you or what they advise you. And, you know, here it is 7 years. Like, can you believe it's been 7 years?
I can't. You know what's interesting? Have you heard about this Facebook phenomenon? I have to talk about this. The landmass between New Orleans and Mobile?
No.
There is a woman who started a Facebook page Sunday night. In the first 12 hours, she got 25,000 likes because she named it the landmass between New Orleans and Mobile, which is apparently what someone on the Weather Channel said about Mississippi. Instead of, you know, Mississippi, that basically hit a raw nerve, again, as you stated earlier, because so few people realized Mississippi was even impacted by Katrina. And now here is another hurricane is coming. Here is the Weather Channel calling it a landmass, the 80-mile-long stretch where some 400,000 people live and thrive. You know, and it's like, what? We are a landmass? This anonymous chunk of territory? Get over it, you know? And so it has really just taken on a life of its own. I think now there are like 50,000 likes on Facebook. They're going to sell T-shirts because the people in Mississippi are proud, you know. They are proud of the progress they have made. You know, after the storm, when all the attention went to New Orleans, you know, they said, well, I guess everybody's focusing over there, and they got a heck of a lot of problems, so we better take care of ourselves. Let's pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. Let's help each other. And then the volunteers, more than a million, Kate, have poured south to the Mississippi Gulf Coast to rebuild. So
wow,
the coast is coming back strong. More than a million. It's crazy. I mean, they are our Katrina angels. Without them, the Mississippi Gulf Coast wouldn't be where it is today. But, you know, it's such a special place. And I love that this woman came up with this Facebook page and is drawing attention to how far we've come. And that, you know, we feel like Horton, you know, in Horton Hears a Who. It's like, we are here. We are here.
I love that. Perfect place to end this. Kathleen Koch, rising from Katrina, how my Mississippi hometown lost it all and found what mattered. Kathleen, good luck with that book and continued success in all your endeavors.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Great talking with you again. And you have fun down there in Tampa. Glad you made it through, Isaac.
Thanks, Kathleen. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere we belong. My lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere.
Tonight we're here with the Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin, Rebecca...
Clayfish.
It's... Say it again.
Clayfish.
Clayfish. Somebody tell me something else.
Well, it's spelled K-L-E-E-F-I-S-C-H. It's German. It's my husband's, but I own it now. I bought it along with the husband.
I like it, actually. Rebecca, this is a big moment, obviously, for the Republicans. We saw what happened. Monday gets chopped off, but now here we are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. How exciting is it from your point of view to be here in the mix of all of this?
Oh, it's a big moment for Republicans, but it's an even bigger moment for Wisconsin Republicans. It's a great moment for Wisconsin in general. You know, this is the first time in American history we have seen a Wisconsinite on a major party ticket. We are so proud of our Paul Ryan from Janesville, Wisconsin. He is a hometown boy, a Midwestern dad of three from the People's House, and we know that he is going to bring it on this ticket.
That's what I was going to ask you. How much of a factor, when you heard that that happened, first of all, what was your reaction? And also, how big of a factor do you think he is? Is there things that people don't know about Paul Ryan?
No, I don't think that there are things that people don't know about Paul Ryan. I think we all know Paul Ryan inside and out. We know what workout program he does. We know that he goes fishing with his hands in Oklahoma. We know that he is bow hunting in Wisconsin, and we all know he slipped out his back door in order to go meet Mitt Romney on the USS Wisconsin. So there are things that have been fully exposed about Paul Ryan, but the thing that I think America will get to know over the next couple of months is that Paul Ryan is what he says he is. He is so at ease in his own skin. He is, of course, a thinker of big thoughts, the architect of a couple of really spectacular plans for Wisconsin's future, for America's future. But in addition to that, he's got this innate ability to take those big ideas and distill them so that the average taxpayer, the hardworking family, gets what he's talking about. You see so many politicians,
right,
who talk in millions and billions and trillions. We average Americans don't talk in millions, billions, and trillions. We don't have millions, billions, and trillions. Our budgets are made up in, you know, $3 for butter, in $4 a gallon of gas versus the $1.85 we were paying when Barack Obama took office. We're making up our budgets in, you know, takeout pizzas. You know, the other day, the CEO of Papa John's said Obamacare is going to add 11 to 14 cents
yeah.
per pizza for the American family. You know, Barack Obama's presidency has been really expensive for the American family. Paul Ryan's plan, which is now obviously the entire country's plan, what we hope America will embrace and adopt, really speaks to not only how the American family can recover from this recession, but how in future generations we can still live the American dream.
Thanks, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish. I'm sure we'll see more of you in the future. And this is Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening. On June 5th, voters in Wisconsin were asked to choose between going backwards to the days of double-digit tax increases, billion-dollar budget deficits, and record job loss, or moving forward with reforms that lowered the tax burden, balanced the budget, and helped small businesses create more jobs. On June 5th, voters in my swing state were asked to decide if they wanted elected officials who measure success by how many people are dependent on the government, or if they wanted leaders who believe success is measured by how many people are not dependent on the government because they control their own destiny in the private sector. On June 5th, voters in Wisconsin got to determine who was in charge. Was it the big government special interest in Washington or the hardworking taxpayers of our state? The good news is that on June 5th, the hard-working taxpayers won. Just ask Sandy Breath why that's important. When the economy took a dive a few years ago, she took a pay cut. Not long after that, she lost her job. Today, however, she's working at G3 Industries in Mosinee, Wisconsin. In fact, she just received a promotion. G3 is one of those companies that added jobs during the past year and now has plans to add even more. The owner told me that he's creating additional jobs in Wisconsin because he likes the way we're moving our state forward, and he's even more committed since the last election. Without our positive changes, he told me he would not have had the confidence to grow business in Wisconsin. Improving the business climate is not only good for small business owners, it's good for people like Sandy and her family. We need more stories like hers in America because the last couple of years have been, well, pretty tough. Like many places across the country, Wisconsin lost more than 100,000 jobs from 2008 to 2010. Unemployment during that time topped out at over 9%. But because of our reforms, Wisconsin has added thousands of new jobs, and our unemployment rate is down from when I first took office. Equally as important, we improved the economic climate for job creators. Today, 94% of our employers believe Wisconsin is headed in the right direction. That compares to just 10% who thought the same thing just 2 years ago. Elections have consequences. as was the case in Wisconsin 2 years ago, too many Americans think our country is headed in the wrong direction. But Mitt Romney understands, like I understand, that people, not governments, create jobs. With that in mind, my administration is making it easier for people to create jobs in Wisconsin. Our reforms put the hardworking taxpayers back in charge. People like Sandy Breath. Sadly, the federal government seems to be going in the opposite direction. Nationally, we've experienced 42 consecutive months of unemployment above 8%. Last month, 44 of the 50 states saw an increase in the unemployment rate. More than 12 million of our fellow citizens are unemployed. We need someone to turn things around in America. That leader is Governor Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney turned businesses around in the private sector. He saved the Winter Olympics, and he balanced state budgets without raising taxes in a way that helped the private sector create more jobs. Then, with the announcement of Paul Ryan as his running mate, Governor Romney not only showed that he has the experience and the skill to become president, he showed he has the courage and the passion to be an exceptional president. With this pick, he showed that the R next to his name doesn't just stand for Republican, it stands for reformer. Now more than ever, we need reformers, leaders who think more about the next generation than just the next election. That's what you get. That's what you get from Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. Now, in a few weeks, we will celebrate the 225th anniversary of our federal Constitution. Moments like that remind us that what makes America so great, what makes us exceptional, is that throughout our history, in moments of crisis, be they economic or fiscal, military or spiritual, what makes America amazing has been that there have always been men and women of courage who think more about the future of their children and their grandchildren than they did about their own political careers. Let this be one of those moments. Let this be our time in history so that someday we can tell our children and our grandchildren that we were there, that we changed the course of history for the better. Let us tell them that we helped elect Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan to save America. Thank you.
Live from Tampa, Kate Delaney back with more in just a sec.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio Row, this next guest, I'm beating him up about why he has never been on my show before. How have we never met each other? His lovely wife is with him as well, and she was the wordsmith, apparently, also behind this great book that he has that is a bestseller. It's called Shadow Bosses, and it's it's the book, pretty much how it's being billed, is the book that explodes corruption, I love this, between government employee unions, oh, this is so up our alley, and liberal politicians. I can hear the phones ringing off the hook now. So, Mallory Factor, I'm glad that they wrestled you up for me. Thanks for stopping by our little corner.
This is the beginning of a long-term love affair.
So, yeah, the obvious question is, everyone's going to want to know, Shadow Bosses is a brilliant name. the idea behind what you're exposing in the book that probably a lot of people listening to this show, and this is a smart audience, things that they might not know. What are a few shocking things that would blow them away?
Well, let's talk about what this all is. It's coercion. It's corruption. It's violence. It's secrecy. It's special waivers, backroom deals, feather bedding, and nationwide classroom indoctrination.
Yeah.
Welcome to America's taxpayer-funded government employee unions.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the unions, we saw what happened in Wisconsin with Governor Scott Walker and the big push there. And, of course, he comes away holding on, first time in how long ever that in a recall election the governor hangs on to his seat. Is that, do you think that that is showing that there's now a trend to people realizing what's really going on with the unions, or no?
No. Take a look what happened just a few months before in Ohio when Kasich tried to do something similar. He had his head handed to him by the government employee unions. People don't realize the amount of money that goes into these political campaigns by these shadow bosses. That's the name of the book, of course.
Right.
You look at just the teachers' unions alone. They've taken $2 billion a year in dues. $2 billion. And it is a cycle of corruption. The money goes from the government to the government employee unions, back to the politicians, and the politicians are bought and sold.
And, you know, it's in talking about unions and the money, it's interesting because you have all this criticism about Citizens United and super PACs and where that money's coming from. And how is it nobody says what you just said, the political punch of the unions? How is it that people don't realize that?
I mean, listen, your listeners get to know this, but do you think the lamestream media is going to tell you this?
No.
I mean, your listeners get to know this. I mean, what really is the situation is that these shadow bosses, they masquerade as pro-worker. But they're not pro-worker. They're bankrupting our pension systems. They're killing our prosperity. They're destroying K-12 education, and they're confiscating rank-and-file members' dues. In 22 states, if you want to hold a job in a school, in government,
New Jersey's
a perfect example. Connecticut, where I'm from, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yeah.
I hear one of your stations is WICC, I think.
He knew it.
That's right.
I love it. He knew the call letters.
I love that. Anyway, but if you want to hold a job there, and you go into and you get employed by the government, you can't hold a job if it's a government shop that, without paying them dues. You have no choice. They force it. They take it out of your pay before you even see it.
Yeah.
And these shadow bosses try to masquerade that they're pro-worker.
Yeah. How has that affected Obama's presidency? That's a layup question after everything that we just talked about.
He's our first union label president. He began as a union organizer.
Yeah. And of course, like we say, this is what people don't realize. They don't realize the backing, focusing instead on the super PACs and the money and Karl Rove and everything that's happened there.
Conventional wisdom tells us that big labor does thug-in-chief Barack Obama's bidding. But that's not really the case. What we show in Shadow Bosses is exactly the opposite. It's those public sector union honchos who wag the White House dog. And I'm not talking about Bo.
Bump, bump. Oh, you're a comedian like I am. I knew we were kindred spirits. Okay, so
I told you, this is the beginning of a long-time
love affair. This is, his wife is here, so it's perfect. In pulling all of this together, what was the most, I mean, I guess this might be a tough question, but what's the most surprising statistic or thing that you got your hands on that even made you go, wow, I didn't even realize that?
We could find that these government unions take in $14 billion a year. It has to be more than that, but we could find $14 billion. $14 billion a year in dues. That's more than the economies of a lot of countries. And what they use it for is just shocking, because they say themselves they only use 20 to 30% to do member representation. The rest of that, I don't know, a lot of it goes to politics. They're buying and selling these politicians. You take that out, the money from the unions, and the Democrat Party as we know it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I agree. You mentioned the teachers, but what do you think is the most powerful union going? If you had to pick one of the unions, and you say, okay, if I'm ranking these guys, Teachers, of course, are up there. We know it. That's why I keep saying New Jersey. You see the frustration with Governor Chris Christie trying to make deals and trying to save jobs, and they wouldn't give the $1,000 back.
Well, teachers' union is just unbelievable. I mean, the NEA, National Education Association, which didn't start out like a union. It started out like an AARP sort of organization.
Right.
And look what happened. Watch it, all of you who are on Social Security, are trying to unionize you, too. But anyway, we'll get back to your question. What happened is that this union takes some of the best teachers and gets them fired because they're not long-termers with the union. You look at people, you look at states like New Jersey, Michigan, Nevada, teachers of the year are being fired when some of the worst performing teachers are being kept on. Shadow Bosses goes into great detail on how this happens, and you can actually follow the money, you can follow what happens, and it also tell you what you can do to change it.
Okay, so that's the key. What about right-to-work states? People argue about right-to-work states versus unions, we'll call them union states, that have mostly big union jobs. What's the advantage of a right-to-work state?
Well, there are only seven states in the country that you are not forced under collective bargaining, even though there's 23 right-to-work states.
Right.
In right-to-work states, the only thing is you're not forced to pay unions' dues to keep your job. But in 16 of those, they still represent you whether you like it or not. So there's right-to-work states and there's right-to-work states. But the point is that we are pro-worker. The book is for workers. The book basically points out that it's the big union honchos. I mean, these are the true 1%ers
that make the money.
Oh, yeah,
The Bentleys and the Mercedes in the parking lots.
And don't forget the private jets.
Yes.
One of them we found spent $325,000 on private jets in a matter of a year and a half.
Wow. And of course, it's all the union dues. It's all part of the pile.
That's what it is. It's all the union dues. Remember, they only use 20 to 30% to represent their members.
Yeah.
They say that themselves.
Yeah. What is it that people can do? I mean, people are listening to this and getting enraged, and I know this audience. And the audience is I always say I invite everyone to the party. I don't care what letter you're wearing. And that's the way it is now. It's more about the issues and people
absolutely
are feeling passionate and discouraged and all that stuff, and they want to get involved, which is the brilliant thing about where we are. I say the sleeping giant has awakened. I really feel that, and maybe that is just my jadedness of being on this side of the mic and talk radio, but I feel like there's a shift. So with this shift, I always say there's power in numbers. There's power to the people. I've talked to several Congress people who say, listen, you give me 25, if I get 25 phone calls, I'm paying attention to that issue.
I think
that's number one. You can't disregard that. You can't knock on the door of the senator or the congressperson representing you, because if you get on that phone tree and start working it, people will pay attention. What else can people do?
Well, first thing they can do is if they read the book Shadow Bosses, and it's a bestseller,
right?
They read it. Don't keep it after you're done reading it. Send it to a mayor. Send it to a city council member. Send it to a state senator, state rep. Send it to your congressman. Tell them to read it. It's important for them to understand. And second of all, make sure you keep this issue at top of mind, because this is what's really causing our growth of government. This is what's really killing our prosperity. It's the shadow bosses who have no desire to see America become more productive, efficient, and grow. Their sole desire is to keep themselves in power like little third world dictators. And this is shocking, though. Every million new members that they can bring in is $1 billion in dues to them. That's $1 billion in dues.
You are kidding.
No.
There's that piece of information I was looking for. That is crazy.
Stop them from doing it. Everybody should be allowed to join a union. We're not trying to suggest they shouldn't, but nobody should be forced to join a union to keep their job. Nobody should be forced to give up their rights to negotiate their labor, to talk to their employer. Nobody should be forced to give up those rights. And we stand for workers' rights. And Shadow Bosses gives you all the information you need. But don't keep it after you're done reading it. Send it to one of your legislators.
Right. Shop it out. Mallory, thanks so much. We appreciate you stopping by. And I'm sure we're going to have many, many conversations in the future.
We'll look forward to it.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Dig.
As we round the bend here on America Tonight, coming up, we're going to hear what the governor of Virginia had to say at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. That's where we're broadcasting from. But first, Isaac, bearing down on New Orleans, lots of high winds, a lot of flood waters. Will it hold up? It's looking that way now. About 1,000 National Guard troops and military cars and jeeps and whatnot took up positions on the city's mostly deserted streets. They had rifles to ward off any kind of threat of looting. They're being very, very careful in this fight, without a doubt. Coming up, as I said now, let's hear from an important swing state governor. That would be Governor Bob McDonnell.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good evening, my fellow Republicans. Are you ready to elect Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan in 70 days? Imagine that. We'll have a president who actually knows how to create jobs and a vice president who actually knows what state he's in. Now, I don't have to tell any of you, this is a tough economy. We all have friends and family and neighbors who've lost their jobs and their homes. Worse, they've lost their hope. And their lost hope is why we need a big change this November. This election is about restoring the American dream. That dream led my grandfather, a poor farm boy, to leave Ireland 100 years ago and come to Ellis Island to begin his journey of freedom in America. My grandfather could have never guessed that his son would fight for this nation in World War II, that his great-granddaughter would lead a platoon in Iraq, and his grandson would grow up a middle-class kid in Fairfax County, serve in the Army, and now hold the same job as Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry. What an incredible country we call home here in the United States of America. This nation is powered and defined by the great idea of the American dream. That's an idea that says if you work hard, if you dream big, if you follow the rules and pursue opportunity, the sky is the limit in the United States of America. We cannot lose that dream. Now, unfortunately, many Americans are now hurting very badly. Too many Americans are looking for work because this president's policies simply haven't worked. Washington today has a surplus of rhetoric and a deficit of leadership and results. And you know the problems. Unemployment over 8% for 42 straight months. The national debt, immoral, at $16 trillion and growing. New business startups at the lowest level in 30 years. And now the EPA is the Employment Prevention Agency. These times call for new leadership to get this great country out of debt and back to work. And the choice is very clear. The status quo of the entitlement society versus a dynamic change to an opportunity society. That's what we need in America. We need a president who will say to a small businesswoman, congratulations, we applaud your success. You did make that happen. You did build that in America. Big government didn't build America. You built America. Small businesses don't come out of Washington, D.C., pre-made on flatbed trucks. That coffee shop in Henrico County, that florist in Virginia Beach, that bakery in Radford, Virginia, they were all built by American entrepreneurs with big dreams, not a big spending government with a wide open wallet full of other people's money. It is remarkable in 236 years of the American experiment what the ingenious people of this magnificent nation can do when they're given the opportunity. Every American deserves the opportunity of a limited, responsible government that performs its core functions well and then gets the heck out of the way. That's when good things happen in the United States of America. Look at the results of Republican policies in the states. In states with Republican governors, the average unemployment rate is a full point lower than in states with Democratic governors. It makes a difference. Republican governors lead 7 of the 10 states with the lowest unemployment rates. And 12 of the 15 states that have been ranked best for business have Republican governors. While the Obama administration borrows now $3 billion a day just to keep the lights on, Republican governors have closed $65 billion in budget shortfalls without raising taxes. In Virginia over the last 2 years, with Republicans and Democrats working together, our unemployment rate is down 20% to 5.9%. We've added 151,000 net new jobs in Virginia. We've had nearly $1.4 billion in budget surpluses, and we've done it by keeping regulation and litigation to a minimum, and we haven't raised taxes. So, my friends, while the president talks, Republican governors lead. Talk is cheap. Results matter. Conservative fiscal policies are working, and so are more Americans in the states with Republican governors today. Now, just think what we could do if we had a president who would support us and not obstruct us. Someone who has created jobs in the private sector, who understands the economy, and who has actually balanced a budget. Heck, for that matter, somebody who's actually passed a budget. We need President Mitt Romney. Because I can tell you, when Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan get together and they work with Susana Martinez or Scott Walker or John Kasich or Terry Branstad and governors from both parties across the country, we will get people back to work in this country. Our great country can no longer afford the job-destroying policies coming out of Washington, D.C. But we don't just have to hope for change. We can make the change this November. We will lift up and grow the middle class. We will celebrate job creators again. We will restore that great American dream that led my grandfather here from Ireland 100 years ago. And that all starts with electing Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan this November. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce one of those hard-working job creators that I was just talking about. Bev Gray is president and CEO of Exhibit Edge in Chantilly, Virginia. Exhibit Edge designs, produces, and manages trade show exhibits for small and large businesses and nonprofits. Mrs. Gray and her husband, Mike, who's vice president of the company, employ 20 Virginians. And this year, they celebrate 20 years of success in business. And here's the thing about Bev. When she talks about her business, yes, she built that business.
All of this, of course, is leading up to the big moment for Mitt Romney on Thursday. He arrives in Tampa on Tuesday after practicing his acceptance speech many, many times in New Hampshire, working with people, really perfecting it on the heels of his wife scoring some big numbers for her speech on Tuesday. So the Republican National Convention so far is off to a roaring start.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.